Scripture reading, Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 through 4 and 21 through 24. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses, we don't know what has happened to him." Aaron answered them, "Take off your gold." He took what they had handed him and made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf. Moses said to Aaron, "What did these people do to you, that you led them into such great sin?" "Do not be angry, my lord," Aaron answered. "You know how prone these people are to evil. They said to me, 'Make us gods who will go before us.' As for this fellow Moses, we don't know what has happened to him." So I told them, "Whoever has any gold jewelry, take it off." Then they gave me the gold, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. Devotional. The Israelites are frustrated by Moses' absence, as he spends 40 days and nights on the mountain with God. So they pressure Aaron to build them an idol they can see. He gives in, and builds them an idol in the shape of a golden calf. When Moses returns and confronts him, however, he refuses to take responsibility. Instead, Aaron explains it away, as if the people alone are to blame for the sin of the golden calf. In the same way, when things don't go our way, our initial reaction is often to deflect responsibility. We might blame our parents, spouses, children, the government, bosses, or coworkers. We might even blame demonic powers or God himself when things are really bad. Blaming may comfort us, at least for a while, with the illusion that we are in control. However, it actually accomplishes the opposite, stripping us of our God-given personal power and keeping us stuck in immaturity. We mistakenly believe we don't have choices. As human beings created in God's image, we were born with certain rights and responsibilities that enable us to walk in our God-given personal freedom. God gives us freedom to make choices, set boundaries, think for ourselves, and feel. However, we have to take responsibility for what we have been given. We realize we can't change other people, but we can change ourselves in and through the grace of God. Question to consider. Who are you tempted to blame for an unhappy or difficult situation in your life? How might you use your God-given freedom to take greater responsibility for one of your choices today? Prayer. Lord, forgive me for turning away from you by blaming others. Help me to reclaim the personal freedom you have given me to make choices, and grant that I may rest in the river of your love by taking a healthy responsibility for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.